From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. On his first day of his presidency, Joe Biden wasted no time promising a fast-moving shift from fossil fuel-powered plants to renewable energy resources. We get reaction from State Minority Floor Leader Representative Jim Townsend of Eddy County.
To indiscriminately pick on any form of energy and say we're going to systematically move away from it without trying to improve or better the process. Certainly not in the best interest of New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, Wyoming. He is pandering to his base. Just because he said it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to occur. And
the CEO of the Economic Development Corporation of Lee County, Missy Currier, is moving on up. She accepted a position with the Strategies 360, a research and communication firm in Santa Fe. As one of her duties, she could be promoting the potential of Southeast New Mexico. New Mexico Department of Health reported 31 new cases of the COVID-19 in Chavez County on Wednesday. Chavez County's two-week average of new daily cases per 100,000 people was 85.6 between December 29th and January 13th, meaning that the county is in the very high-risk red level in the state's red to green COVID-19 risk assessment system. In what was anticipated to be a slam dunk on the construction of the Veterans Memorial in Hobbs, instead, city commissioners shocked supporters by voting 4-3 against the measure at their regular scheduled meeting Tuesday night. And it certainly came as a surprise to City Commissioner Dwayne Pettick, who voted for the measure.
We have voted on this. We've met on this on several occasions. We've already voted to on a $1.378 million budgeted into the budget already, ready to go with it. We've spent all the money for the architectural design. I originally drew up the plans to build this memorial and presented it to the city, and then we got architects involved and got the plans all ready. And I thought this was going to move forward with no hiccups, and we had four commissioners vote against it.
Citing unpredictable economic woes, the four commissioners voted down the $1.3 million project. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.